Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in Washington. Tonight, in Lowe's.
So first and foremost, in courting, you get to know what kind of parents your husband has, what kind of family background, and what is their religion or their culture.
When the mother-in-law and the father, the in-laws don't like you, let's put it that way. You have a heavy task because you have to make them happy.
Well, in-laws, as we all know, are the parents of your husband or your wife, as well as brothers and sisters. And these are the people you are related with. So, what happens if an in-law does not accept you? And what impact in-laws have in their sons or daughters' family? That's the topic we're discussing tonight, of course, in our usual light-hearted way. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleagues all the way from the Bambara service, Mariama Traore. Welcome aboard, Mariama.
Thank you.
And of course, our regular, also from the Bambara service and as well as Hausa, Yemi Obajemi. Welcome aboard, Yemi.
How you doing, Sunday?
I am good, thank you. And of course, on the line here we have Mr. Denzel Musumba, all the way from Kenya, by the way of Maryland. Welcome aboard, Denzel.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Sunday.
Sure, you're welcome. We look forward to an interesting discussion today with our studio guests. But I spoke to Charity Limula in Lusaka, Zambia. And I wanted to know, as a daughter-in-law, what's required of her?
Well, I think it depends on who you're married to, because it also depends on the cultures. But generally speaking, I think as a daughter-in-law, you are basically getting into somebody else's family. You're married to, for example, for us as women, of course, we're married to our husbands. That means that we are basically becoming a daughter to the mother to your husband. So you can't exactly be, you know, a biological daughter, but there's so much that you can learn about being the daughter to your husband, just from your husband, I guess. So first and foremost, in courting, you get to know what kind of parents your husband has, what kind of family background, and what is their religion or their culture. So the minute you become officially a daughter-in-law, you have to know that at that point, you need to be able to fit in into that culture.
Okay, that's a very tough thing to do, but I think it's also automatic, especially in African traditions, as you say. And in Zambia, right, maybe, what happens? For instance, you are with this family. What happens if an in-law does not accept you?
Well, it just depends on what goes on in the preliminary stages, because I think acceptance comes with getting to know a person.
Okay.
Because usually what happens is if your in-laws do not accept you, most likely they do not approve the marriage in the first place.
Okay.
Because if they don't accept you, they must have been all those feelings about them not wanting you to get married to their son before you actually got married. So if you get into a marriage and you find that the in-laws do not accept you, it's something that you should have been prepared for.
Right.
Because I think it doesn't happen afterwards. So in case it does happen, it should have been something that you probably discussed with your husband and how you're going to go about it. So it shouldn't be a shock to you as a daughter-in-law that they don't accept you, because most likely they talked about it before you actually got into the marriage.
Right, and I understand that. You have to, like, talk to your husband or your spouse and see now what can you do going into the marriage itself. And
exactly.
Especially in Zambia, do you see these cases happening a lot, or what's the situation with these things? Have you seen some of this?
Yeah, it does happen a lot. I think I have heard some of my friends where their mother-in-laws did not accept them. Some of them, unfortunately, they maybe pretend that they love them, and then when they get into the marriage, they start putting high expectations on them, and sometimes that's what brings the friction between the mother and daughter-in-law. So I think when you get into it and you find that you're having difficulties to get along with your mother-in-law or the family to your husband, I think this is something that you need to discuss with your husband and make sure that you can find ways to get along with them. Or maybe just work on yourself. And as you're working on yourself or try to, you know, I hate to say that you don't, because you don't really have to prove to anybody your worth. But I think when you know who you are, and you know why you married your husband, your family to your husband at some point should be able to accept you, because then they'll realize that you're the best thing that happened to their child. Also, I think in the African culture, African setting, the main thing that people have to realize is that there's this saying in the African culture that when you get married, you actually don't marry just your husband, you marry his whole family.
Right,
that's
right.
Unless you are westernized or you think that when you marry it's just between the two of you, then if you get in with that kind of thinking, it's going to be very difficult for you, because when you get married, they're going to drop off their cousins. They can come in any time. Mm-hmm. So you have to be prepared for that.
Oh, yes. In African tradition, you got to be prepared because they can come at any time.
Exactly.
Because they're going to their son's house.
That's
or their daughter's
true.
House. So,
no,
hey.
They don't have to call. They don't have to write a letter. So you just have to be prepared for it.
I know with people used with Western culture, they think, oh, you know what? No. Someone come into my house, they get a call.
I know.
Me.
You're going to call me before you come. Who told you to come? I mean, we're going out. You can't do that, you know. I mean, right now, I am living with my brother-in-law. You know, my brother-in-law is living with us. He didn't have to write an application that he's going to write to live with us.
Right.
So it's something that you accept, you
right.
know, and you just get along with it.
Exactly. Thank you, Charity Limula, all the way from Lusaka, Zambia. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing in-laws. Let's get back to our studio. Well, folks, you've had it all. If you are married, you are someone's son or daughter-in-law. Now, I just want to know, what happens if an in-law does not accept you? Yemi, you're a rookie in this maybe, but let me start with Bariyama. She's a veteran. What do you do with?
Oh, my. It's kind of a little deep for me to trying to express myself about this, you know, kind of topic, because I can say one way to the other, I'm a victim.
Really?
Yes.
How?
Because first of all, let me tell you like that.
Mm-hmm.
For I and him, my husband and I, we doesn't have any problem at all. I've been married since 1999.
Good for you. Congratulations.
So,
that's
thank
great.
Thank you. So everything is okay. But when he's, you know, it's coming to the family side, it's kind of a little crazy. Things doesn't go well like the way that I always, you know, wish.
Okay.
Because my mother-in-law, I can say been in almost 4 or 5 years now, we don't speak each other.
Wow.
So that's the first.
So this is a first-hand experience from what I'm asking. Wow.
Yeah. Cause I don't know why. First,
yes.
She might tell I'm the one who get all her son, you know, money.
Okay.
Cause I heard that before.
Oh.
That the way that I'm dressing or the way I'm, you know, making my life with my children, you know, mean, or maybe doesn't mean that I'm trying to collect all the money from my husband, cause I got my own job to do.
Right.
But on the side, they really don't get that.
Wow.
That's the problem. And also, I got one of my brother-in-law, which is kind of a little, it make me scared.
Really? Why?
Because he's living here in the United States, first of all. He came to visit us 2 times a year.
Okay.
You know, that's the vacation time. When he come in, everything will have to be changing in the house. Even
why?
The table.
Why?
Because he doesn't like that.
Oh. So he's coming with his own rules?
Exactly.
To your house?
that's which is make me kind of a little crazy all the time.
Wow.
So the last time was in 2012. when he came over, I was kind of a little tough. And I told him straight not to come in and visit me no more. If, you know, that's the way he really going to keep behaving or trying to slap or kicking my children, I'm not ready for that.
Oh, no.
Not because you the big, you know, brother, and then every time you come in, everybody has to treat you as a king. I'm not ready for that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
You can accept that. You know that. I mean, it's a thin line, Yemi, you know, and Denzel, when you have a parent who you don't go along really well, and then here comes a brother bringing all the rules into your own house. I mean, that's very difficult and very deep. So maybe Denzel, you can give us your experience. What do you think when you find things of that nature, things are not working here? What can you do?
For me, first of all, I want to say, I just want to thank God because I got very good, you know, in-laws. And when we talk about in-laws alone, we're not only talking about the dad or to the daddy and mom to the lady, but we're talking about our brothers, our cousins that are out there, our brothers-in-law. So it's kind of, you know, diverse.
Oh, yeah.
But there are so many issues that come along with the aspect of marrying because, number one, you're expanding the family, you know, you're bringing other people on board. So if you find that things are not working out, you need to start thinking as a man, what's the problem? And especially for women, you know, you find that the parents, for instance, or the family of the man might even refuse to acknowledge the girl, the woman. Why? Because, for instance, the woman doesn't give children, you know, doesn't give birth. She can't bear kids. That's a serious issue in Africa.
Yes, you guys know it. Big problem. Oh, yeah.
You know, marriages have just broken because the woman can't bear children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank God. Because, in fact, I just came from, you know, on a phone call with my dad-in-law. He doesn't call like asking for money, but he calls just to know, hey, how are you doing out there?
Okay.
Are you in touch with my daughter? How are the kids? I get these phone calls. I just spoke to her, to the dad, like maybe 20 minutes ago before this interview.
Wow.
So men should not also be scared. Like every time your in-laws call, it's just about problems, money.
Exactly.
You know, it's all about this.
And yeah, but what do you have to say, my friend?
You know what? You might have so many in-laws there. I mean, daughter-in-laws. But parents choose. They tend to just side with one. They love her. Mm-hmm. They appreciate her. So your attempts, my dear, my sister, if they keep on calling you asking for help and all that, maybe that's love. You never know.
No, I'm not the only one. No. Anything is about money, you know, is concerned about money, I'm not the only one. Everybody has to involve and give a little bit. But it why only
love.
Me?
They say it's love. They
so
love
I didn't know that's not love. Because when I show them that I don't have it,
Nigeria, our brother from Nigeria said the power of love.
Yeah, let me tell us the power of love. What is this about? Is it because they don't love you so much, they ask you things?
Yeah. You know, weirdly enough, that is a form of love. That is a weird way that African mothers-in-law or in-laws in general show love is when they always come to you with their problems. That's one way they express their love.
Let me tell you this one. You come in and ask me for something once, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You come in for the second time, okay? Mm-hmm. Not one, not two, not three, all the times?
Yeah, because you're now her daughter. you're her daughter, and she sees you now as...
But
my
husband has a brother, you know, two other brothers here living with their own wives.
Yeah.
So why only me?
It's a lot that happens because when you live in the States, we know it's a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
That woman has to put something and husband has to put something. Not
exactly.
Just stay at home and your husband do everything.
Mm. And you know, just to add, I think when we come, not only America, but the moment we leave our country, our continent, Africa, and go out there, we get into a very different culture.
Mm.
And you find that everybody has to work hard to provide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's an issue, especially with my sisters from Africa. The moment somebody becomes a nurse out there, the moment she's earning more than the husband, that's where the beginning of all this
divorce,
child support, it becomes a big issue. Why? Because we believe that the man always has to provide. But when we come here, things the game changes. Everybody has to contribute. You need to support your husband.
Exactly,
you need to support
of course.
Your wife.
Mm.
So that's also another issue.
That's
true. There's so many women out there and making a lot of money, but they are not spending on their own family.
Exactly, and that's
they
a whole...
They just go out there doing shopping, you know.
Tell me about it.
You know those nice clothes, handbags.
And Denzel, let me tell you, and that will be a whole other topic
but
to discuss in this
know,
show. Hold
you guys
it right
know
there.
Also,
sister, hold
we
it right
work
there.
Hard for that.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a whole different topic for me to talk with you guys. So hold it right there. Bari mumotoka fetuli kubigere tulinze sente za feziwele mambo mingi ala takelele and a bad mind still fight it every day mawe tema light that fire mawe tema light that fire mawe fire happy bone. And if you're just joining us, this is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our Washington studio, right now with Mariama Traore, Yemi Obojemi, and Denzel Musumba. We're discussing in Lowe's.
I spoke to Bigo Otieno from Kenya, and I wanted to know his take. If in Lowe's does not accept him, what is he going to do?
Well, that's a very complex question. When the mother-in-law and the father, the in-laws don't like you, let's put it that way, you have a heavy task because you have to make them happy.
Right.
And that becomes a stress in a relationship. It stresses the relationship because you're not natural. You're not in any natural environment. You're there to please people, and it's not right.
It is a very, very difficult situation to be in. But according to Focus from the family.org, they're saying that all you need to do is make sure that you remember building a relationship takes time. So usually they want you to be able to support your spouse without getting hooked into taking any sides, whether it's the father's side or the mother's side, whoever doesn't like you, and just stay with your spouse. And also they want to keep a sense of humor. Do you think that will help things out?
It doesn't help. You have to remember that you're not married to the father or the mother. You're married to a particular woman that you love.
Right.
That's your wife. If you decide you're going to marry her, you're not going to marry the father. You're going to marry the woman.
Right.
But in our African culture, it becomes very difficult because it's a family unit. So without the father-in-law, the mother-in-law, it becomes a vacuum. We need one another in our African setting and culture. So you have to find out a meeting ground to solve those problems, which becomes very complicated. Most of the time, people don't marry from such families because it's very stressful.
Right. It can become very stressful. That's true. And what happens when you have a situation where you need to choose a side and you don't want to choose a side? And here you are in a family, and you're welcoming your in-laws to come and see you. Let's say you're going for a Christmas vacation or a New Year's, and they are visiting you guys at your house. How do you think you can make things easier for yourself? What is the best way to be, or what is the best act to be in with your in-laws coming to visit you guys for the first time?
I thought you'd never ask that. I'll feed them beer so that they get drunk and feel good, merry all the time. That's the best way to do it, because if you're saying it won't work.
Yeah.
So I'll give them all I can, because remember that they're not permanent, they're temporary.
Right.
And a guest, you treat the best, because you know a guest doesn't stay for long.
Right.
So you just give them the best of time, and even if they step on your toes, you ignore it because it's not permanent.
Correct.
That's how I'll deal with the situation. But in many relationships, mother-in-law and father-in-law have always destroyed marriages. That has been known all over the world in all cultures. They're different people. What they have to realize, mother-in-law and father-in-law, they should give their daughter a chance, because maybe the father-in-law and mother-in-law have been married for 30 years. My take on this is they should give their daughter the chance that they had without interfering.
Okay. Make sure that the relationship stays the same and they don't have to put their hands in it.
Yes, because the daughter already has made a decision that she has found a man she loves. So I don't think it's necessary for them to criticize the person the daughter has chosen or the person the girl has chosen.
Thank you, Bigo Otieno from Kenya. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing in-laws.
Now, back to my studio guest. Have you seen anything happening in your family from your in-laws, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing? And especially if you live with your in-laws, like here in the States, sometimes you have to live with them because, you know, they help out. What do you think?
I think the best thing that the couples need to do, especially the man, you have to listen to your parents, for instance, your mother, your father, you know, the uncles out there, and also get to understand the in-laws. I mean, I'm talking about your in-laws from your wife's side. If you guys have issues, the best thing to do, you first need to talk to your spouse because she is the one that you married. You never married the in-law. You never married a dad. It's your wife. Yeah. Your wife has to come first. And your parents, your in-laws, you need to understand them. You know, you always need to be like the mediator. But if you take sides, I think that's dangerous. And when you talk about other bad things, I've seen so many people. You find that a woman is married out there, the in-laws, I mean, not even the we're talking about the parents, for instance, of the man. They don't like her. The uncles, it's an issue. The guy loves the wife. In case the person that this guy passes or maybe dies, trust me, you find that the woman is left out there with children, all the property is gone,
sent
back to the family. It's trouble. So a man has to be responsible. When you're buying property, when you're trying to invest, always remember your wife, remember your children, or else you're going to die and your family is done. I've seen so many women go back to their parents with nothing, completely nothing.
So maybe I should ask Yemi, you're getting into marriage soon, maybe or not, I don't know. But
don't scare the guy.
I'm not scaring him. Why do you think these things happen? You know, you find someone married to a woman, everybody is happy because, as we know in Africa, if you marry a woman, you're not just married to that woman. You're almost married to the whole entire family. And that is why everybody shows up in the wedding, right? Now, all of a sudden, the husband passes away and this woman becomes like a curse. Nobody cares about her. Nobody gives her attention. Mm-mm. Nobody gives her anything that is left is going away, like what Denzel is saying. What is this happening in our African families, Mr. Yemi, you think?
Actually, you know what? As the youngest person in this conversation and the one who's yet to be married, I think that's the perfect question that suits me in this conversation, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
When it comes to marriage, raising a family, having in-laws, all that stuff, I think where we as Africans in general, I think where we begin to fail is that we don't have certain conversations with our children. Those conversations are what leave us behind because there's no practice, you know. So, take for example, if you go to the Western world, you see, specifically whites, they have certain conversations and they have certain practices when it comes to raising a family. It's you, your wife, and your kids. And when you get married, you know, it's not what the man and wife can do for the family, but what the outside family, the in-laws, can do for the man and wife. Because they're the young couples, and you guys who have lived your life need to raise them and show them the way forward, not asking them to lend you a hand or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, and you know, the mother-in-law and the father-in-law from one side, and the mother-in-law and the father-in-law, and everybody, all the in-laws, are supporting and coming together and really caring, those are your friends, those are your confidants, those are your advisors. You don't need to go outside to look for anything else. And actually, that's how you build a business. If you want to, you know, start a business or you want to do anything that's going to make you prosperous in life, you have all these people, all this new network that you've now acquired, you know, that would help you to grow up and move forward. But when that does not exist, you know, those parents have not showed it to you as a young couple, you're not going to be able to tell anything good to your kids who are coming, the kids you're having, you're not going to be able to pass it to them either. So if anything should happen to that family, all you know, if God forbid, if you have a bad bad family, or your wife's family is bad, or your husband's family is bad, if anything bad should happen, you know, there's not going to be a coming together. They're going to split the family. You know, the wife, and they're not going to care about the wife. And this is very, very, they're actually very, very bad instances in Nigeria.
You've seen that in Nigeria.
Oh, many. If you watch Nigerian movies, mm-hmm. if you're a fan of Nigerian movies, they make examples all the time where, you know, you have all kinds of very crazy traditions, like if the husband dies, you know, the wife has to marry a brother in the family.
Yeah.
You know, if the husband dies, they send her back home with nothing. They take everything that belongs to the guy,
mm-hmm.
and the family splits it. They don't leave anything for the kids, who are probably already going to some expensive school. They have mm-hmm. to drop out, you know, just all kinds of examples, you know, and it's very selfish, and it's really, really, really crazy.
You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
Well, you know, it's like a necessary evil if you're going to marry into a family, you know, especially the African culture, we have to, you know, understand that the in-laws comes with the territory. It's like a necessary evil. There seems to be some sort of a rivalry between the in-law, the in-law factor and the spouse factor. There seems to be this idea that you're coming from outside of the family to kind of like, you know, eat up the fruit of your labor. That's the common, I think, mindset between why there seems to be an ongoing rivalry between, you know, in-laws and spouses. I think that as a spouse, you must always try to, endear yourself, yourself to an in-law. I mean, there's nothing stronger than family. Now, there are instances where you would come across an in-law that's like impossible to please. You can do whatever you can, but engaging in an active warfare is something that I would not recommend, no matter what. And in that case, distancing yourself somewhat is I would recommend that, because if they're within your vicinity, you deal with them every day, you're likely to slip off that, you know, peacemaking, letting them know that you're in for the right reasons, that you have your interest at heart, and that you're not in there to cause trouble.
And thank you to all listeners who shared the views with us. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing in-laws. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
Police say a woman took a cab to and from a store robbery and left her one-year-old daughter in the vehicle during the crime. Delaware State Police say the robbery happened early Tuesday at a Wawa in Wilmington. Troopers say a woman indicated she had a handgun and demanded money from a clerk, and police say the clerk gave the woman money and the suspect fled in a yellow cab with the baby on board.
And that's it for our show on In-laws. Big thank you to our guest, Denzel Musumba from Kenya, and Charity Limula from Lusaka, Zambia. Thank you also to my colleagues, Yemi Obajemi from the Bambara and Hausa Service, and Miriam Traore from Bambara Service. Here in the studio, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voicemail. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week, beauty, thin versus full figure. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Pour Afrique.